At this very moment, we're in the process of shifting from month to month. We're in the Bein Hashmashos between Lamed Tishrei and Aleph Cheshvan. In the process of the shift that we davened for yesterday, Yechadsheyu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring in this new month. It should be a month of Yeshua. It should be a month full of Nechama. In the Mirtz Hashem, very, very apparent, very, very apparent ways. It's also, as we speak, we're at the midpoint of an extraordinary Rosh Chodesh. It's been many, many decades since we experienced Rosh Chodesh in the midst of such an Tzara, and it's been many, many decades since we jarringly said, as we did this morning, barring Nisan tonight, as we will have to say tomorrow, and Avinu Malkeinu nestled in between Yalav Yavo right beforehand and followed immediately by a Hallel on the other hand. And at first, it's jarring. Life right now is jarring. It feels like a clash. In a certain sense, those are not typical meters. And yet I think if we consider for a moment, there's a lot of coherence in that lineup of an Avinu Malkeinu that I think we felt already yesterday. The overwhelming majority of the lines speak to us, speak to where we're at, and speak to the bakashas that are most on our lips and in our hearts. And Avinu Malkeinu is surrounded by Yael V'Yavo and by a Hallel. It opens our eyes to the fact that, on the one hand, the Hallel is a rich mix. Hallel actually is a rich blend of a lot of after Yeshua, looking back retrospectively and with gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for how he has saved us, as well as a fair amount, the Hallel that we say every time we say Hallel, in particular the Hallel Shalom, is full of also pensive bakashos at moments of precariousness for Kol Yisrael. A lot of Hallel talks about times of real danger and real uncertainty. Lama yomer ha'goyim, ayeinu Eloheinu, afafuni chevelei mavetz, ana Hashem malata nafshi. And certainly the psukim that have been resonating with us tragically, uniquely, since this tragic Simchas Torah. Ana Hashem Hoshiyan, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Hallel has both of those elements. It has certainly Hodala Shavar, and it has a very, very deep Bakasha for the future. Yalav V'Yavo, what it captures about Rosh Chodesh, Yal V'Yavo we say in Rosh Chodesh, say in Yom Tov we say in Chol HaMoed, exactly those days when, as we had the chance to discuss here yesterday, when the Chatzotros were blown. The happy sounding of the Chatzotros is, as some suggest, memorialized Zecher L'Mikdash in our davening by the Yal V'Yavo on a Yom Tov. Yom Simchasim v'Odeichem v'Ashechatechem on Yom Tov and a Chol Hamoed on the Rosh Chodesh. And if we look at the Yalav Yavo that we correctly associate with times of Simcha, it's a reaching out and begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu at these times of Simcha that, as the Chatzotros did, to imala our zikaron in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it ends with Zachreinu L'Tova Fakteinu L'Vracha Hoshienu L'Chaim Tov V'Dvar Yeshua V'Rachamim. Ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachamonis. You are the Chanan V'Racham. And conversely, Avinu Malkeinu also has two flavors. Because in the midst of, as we began to think together yesterday, the type of Sa'aka they were called upon in these rare and frightening times, like Eis Tzara, to not just daven, but to cry out to Kadosh Baruch Hu with an Avinu Malkeinu, with Chatzotros, if we had a Beis HaMikdash, certainly. It's every one of those lines, and many of them speak to the uncertainty the precariousness of the moment and speak to the pain that Klal Yisrael has already suffered in very, very graphic terms. Every single line is introduced by not just a Malkeinu but an Avinu. And the recognition that in times, even in good times, we reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't take things for granted. Even in the best of times, our halal is both the Hodol Shavar and the Bekash Al Abba. Even the best of the happiest of moments, that's exactly when we turn around and David HaKadosh Baruch Hu for halal zikon, chus v'chanein rachim aleinu. And even in the darkest of times, he is not only Malkeinu, but he is Avinu as well. Every single bakasha is Avinu Malkeinu. We don't always see it. Sometimes we only feel the Yira and not the Ahava. Sometimes we only perceive the Malkeinu, not so much the Avinu. But as we open every Shabbos, the Hagid Baboker Chazdecha Ve'emunascha Balelos, as Tosus highlights, Gim Asachet Brachas, that the cycle of day and night is literally times of light and darkness, and it's also captures, it's a metaphor for different times in our lives individually and nationally. There are times of Boker, and there are times of Laila, and we always reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes with the clarity of, I see the Chesed, but otherwise it's with the Amunah that I know He's there, even when I don't see. I will always reach out. Mitz Hashem, the course of this month, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mechadish very quickly with Yeshua and with Nechama. Should very soon come to fantastically happy times that we will continue to daven. Chus v'chanein, we will not take things for granted. We will continue to recognize that we are, in the best of times, being carried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we recognize at this moment that even in the times of Laila, He is Malkeinu and He is Avinu. It's for that reason that we always reach out to Him. And it's for that reason that we can, as we discussed over the course of Shabbos, increasingly as our bitachon deepens, as our awareness that we are biyadav, always, deepens, we have an increasing sense of serenity in being carried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when personally we have uncertainty of what the future holds.